This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, contributor Rose Battle steps back into the spotlight and tells us how she followed her daddy's instructions to be quiet, wait, and don't eat a pickled egg.
Digging Them Out at Pappy's Club by Rose Battle. As soon as I'd answer the phone and hear a sobbing woman, I'd say, "If you'll talk straight to Daddy, you'll save time." But no, they always wanted to talk to Mother. Then Mother would listen, hang up, and tell Daddy who he and I were going to go dig up at Pappy's Club, because their husband hadn't come home and the wife didn't know where he was. We did. There'd been a petition in our little country church to stop the honky-tonk from being built, but I now have a sneaky feeling that some of the petitioners owned Pappy's Club. So then off Daddy and I would go down our 90-degree angled red clay road where we lived on Battle Hill, with Big Jim Folsom Governor Election Year gravel on top of our red clay. We'd skid off the gravel and veer left on Highway 78 towards Pappy's Club. I knew my job was to sit in the outer room at the counter by the door on a bar stool in front of a gigantic jar of pickled eggs. Daddy was quite good at giving each of us our specific duties in all assignments. Mine were to be quiet, wait, and don't eat a pickled egg, just watch them. I sat many a midnight in front of the pickled egg jar. From 4 years to 10 years old, I wanted a pickled egg. But since Daddy said no eggs, I minded him. I did not want to miss digging out the husbands at Pappy's Club. Besides, where in heaven's name could I get 25 cents for a pickled egg? I could buy 25 pieces of Bazooka bubblegum for that. Then off Daddy would go to the secret room that I never got a glance of ever. Back out he'd come, always successful. He'd dug out one of his friends who would return to his wife right away. She'd sob and thank us and would hug her neck and say, "See y'all in church tomorrow," and go home to Battle Hill. All proceeded so well until I was 10 years old. Then Daddy told me I was a big girl now and I couldn't go to Pappy's Club to dig out the husbands anymore. I know that's why Pappy's Club closed down. Without me to guard the pickled eggs, the husbands lugged that big old jar of pickled eggs down to the secret room. And once the eggs were eaten, there wasn't a single thing left for them to do at Pappy's Club anymore. Every egg was gone. All that was left was an old empty jar. My dream to eat a pickled egg before Daddy dug out a husband got scrambled. I figured all this out by myself because, after all, I was a grown 10-year-old big country girl with 6 years' experience of pickled egg watching on my resume now.
Rose Battle's friend, Rex Lee Tanner, told her that he would have never made it to his first wedding in 1960 if her daddy hadn't dug him out of Pappy's Club. Sundial writer Rose Battle has always had a love of writing children's books, songs and poems, and illustrating and performing them. You can hear Rose's story online at WLRH.org by clicking on the Sundial Writers tab. You can hear past stories she's contributed, along with all the stories and poems from Sundial Writers there as well. You can hear a new episode of the Sundial Writers Corner every Monday morning at 9, right here on WLRH 89.3 in Huntsville.